Well, good morning, everybody. Can you hear me? Good. Of course, we realise that coming to London can be a very exciting and exhilarating experience for new students. And I'm here to tell you a little and to reassure you, just as I hope that Will's message has reassured you, that actually we're here as a supportive facility to provide students with a positive experience, places to live while they're studying with us here at the LSE. So, as Will said, my name is Rachel Elliott. I have the title of Head of Residential Life, which means all kinds of things to all kinds of people. So it is amazing what happens to land on my desk. But one of the two of the principal areas of responsibility that I have at the school are to work with the wardens and the sub-wardens who live within LSE halls of residence, supporting students through their period with us, their stay with us, as well as to oversee the allocation of accommodation to you all should you eventually come to the school, and of course should you make an application for accommodation with us. So I'm here just for about 20 minutes to give you some of the highlights around what you can expect from us in terms of services and what you can expect from us in terms of how to apply and what our commitment is to you as a first-year undergraduate student, okay? So, as Will has already pointed out, that the school has a network of student services that are available to support students, and our halls of residence are one area which the school is immensely proud of, and in fact we are one of the largest suppliers of accommodation to students in London, with over 4,000 bed spaces available to students. Now the key thing I think for new undergraduates to feel reassured by is that should you confirm your offer to us, then you are guaranteed an offer of a place in halls of residence at LSE. So whether you're new to London, whether you live in London, whether you're from the UK, whether you're from overseas, all new first-year undergraduate LSE students are guaranteed an offer of a place of somewhere to live. Now that offer can be with either the University of London Halls of Residence, which are located very close to the LSE campus in and around Bloomsbury, or that could be with us in our LSE halls, and I've got a further slide which will show you where our halls are located, but in a nutshell, they're all within 30 minutes travel time, and our recent student survey tells us that our current residents all enjoy walking to the school. So actually there's a bonus there in terms of, you know, your environmental impact and your cost of travel, because the LSE halls are broadly for undergraduates within a 20 to 25 minute walk. So not only is of course London an exciting place to study, but it's a very exciting place to live as well. We do have priority access for disabled students, and I would ask that through your applications for accommodation, that if you do have any particular needs, whether they're physical or not, that you do declare those to us, because the more information that we have about what your needs are, the better we're able to offer you accommodation in a more suitable location. We are connected to the professional network of support services within the school, and this of course includes the student centre and of course many of the other facilities such as the Disability and Wellbeing Office. We will have a stand in the new academic building, which I would urge you to visit today, where you can pick up more information about the accommodation that we have on offer. The most exciting part, of course, over the next few months, as you consider whether to come to the LSE, where you're going to study, where you're going to live, is of course preparing for arrival. And LSE really comes to life in September, and nowhere more so than the halls of residence. You can imagine on the day that students move in, it's quite an exciting time, both for the staff and also for the new residents. We also have an extensive network of student committees who offer a welcome and orientation into halls. And this, I think, is quite a unique part of what LSE has to offer. Will's already given you a flavour of what the school expects in terms of academic performance, that students would be self-motivated and would be highly focused, would be highly engaged with their studies. And this is no less of an expectation as students move into halls of residence. So I hope you're not surprised to learn that there are very, very active student committees who are in fact volunteer students, returning students, who are second and third year undergraduates, who then take on the role of helping us to help new students orientate and adjust to life in halls of residence. Living in halls of residence is not easy. It's a fascinating... I have a fascinating role because, for me, halls of residence, I think, are a microcosm of life in London itself and life at the LSE. If you choose to come and live with us, you'll be living cheek by jowl with other students from overseas, with other habits, other cultures, students that have very different values, that are studying very different subjects, and if you're in a University of London hall, will be from very different institutions as well. So I think this is one of the most exciting things about coming to the LSE, is the fact that notwithstanding that Oxford and Cambridge have their beautiful campuses and their beautiful colleges and their green environments, their very lush and verdant environments, that actually city living is quite an exciting aspect to LSE's offer to you. I think I'm a Londoner. I've lived in London for 20 odd years, and it's a city that still fascinates me. And should you choose to come and live with us and to study at LSE, then I'm sure you'll find it, you know, equally as fascinating place. We really do act on student feedback in terms of accommodation, and we surveyed students annually, and our students this year, the current students who are living with us, perhaps some of those who are student ambassadors who you could speak to yourself today, or if you choose to go and visit High Holborn, they tell us that 80% of students in residence would recommend their residence to other students, and a similar quantity think that the prices represent good value for money. So if you really want to find out what it's like, talk to a student today, because I can't tell you, because I don't live in a hall of residence. I would say that, you know, it's really vital to have a conversation with students who've had that experience to get a real understanding of what life in like is halls, so that when and if you make your application for accommodation, you've actually done your research and you're very well briefed. So you can see here, we have, this is one of our students who actually works with us in residential services, who was kind enough to give us this small soundbite about Bankside House. Available to undergraduate students, there are choices of around 14 different halls of residence. Six of those would be LSE halls, and the rest would be University of London halls. The rooms that are on offer across the halls of residence are a mix of either single study rooms, single ensuite rooms, that's with a bathroom attached for private use, or there might be shared bathrooms. For those of you who really want to immerse yourself in the LSE experience, we still have some twin and some triple rooms. And speaking to one of the students who has spent the last 3 years living in a triple room in Passfield Hall, he tells me it's been one of the best experiences of his registration here at LSE. And I think that those kind of unique aspects, the fact that we do have some shared rooms for students who do want to have a more affordable options on price, then they make us quite unique. But the most important thing I think that you should take away today is that you are, as an undergraduate student, you're guaranteed an offer of accommodation at LSE. So I can tell you quite a lot about each of the individual halls of residence, but I'm afraid I don't have a huge amount of time. One thing I haven't included on today's presentation is a detail about all the different rents for the different rooms that are available in each of the halls. But what we have prepared for you is, should you visit the accommodation stand in the basement of the new academic building, if you visit the speak to the staff there, we've actually got a copy for everybody, which is a small piece of paper, a grid that you can take away to allow you to do a comparison on cost and services across each of the halls. But I didn't think it would make for the most riveting presentation to have it detailed here for you at the moment. So, of course, if you're new to London, one of the questions you might ask is, well, I don't know what to choose, because I don't know, I've never seen them, I don't know what they're like. How can I choose which halls of residence to apply for? So we are asked this question quite a lot. There is a wealth of information on our web pages that both as prospective students and parents, guardians or carers, that you can review in order to inform your choice. So I would round up by saying the halls of residence such as Carr Saunders Hall, this is a very small hall with 150 students. Students can expect to have dining in when they live at Carr Saunders. The same at Passfield Hall. Passfield is the LSE's longest standing hall of residence, and we've got some fantastic photographs in the archive of Passfield Hall from the 1950s, 1960s, the students that used to live there. This has a great social life, and in fact, as all the halls of residences do. Rosebery Hall, which is on Rosebery Avenue, was built in the 1970s as a result of a gift to the school. And this, again, is a fantastic hall of residence. Again, this has a dining service where students would expect to eat together on a daily basis. Our other halls of residence, in fact, the one that Roshana here is talking about, is Bankside House. Unfortunately, you won't be able to get an opportunity to visit it today. It is, in fact, the school's largest hall of residence, and it's in a fantastic location, which is right behind, for those of you that know London, it's right behind the Tate Modern Museum. And, in fact, those of you that know Tate Modern will know that it's an ex-power station, and, in fact, Bankside House was built as a companion piece of offices by the Electricity Board, but now is inhabited by LSE students, all 600 of them. So that also is a fantastic place to live. Should you get a chance to visit this afternoon, please do take the opportunity to go to High Holborn. It's in a super location. It's just a 10-minute walk from the school. It's one of our most popular halls. And if you visit, then you'll get a feeling for why. And then finally, we also have Northumberland House, which is located just off Trafalgar Square, a fantastic location. But as I said, I'm not going to go into too much detail about each of the halls of residence because there's quite a lot of information on our webpage that you can look up yourself. To give a flavour of the locations, we've just got a small map here. So if you look for the black boxes, which have the initials in the furthest right-hand corner, you can see Rosebery Avenue. Moving across to the left, you've got Passfield Hall and then Carr Saunders. Closer to the LSE, you've got High Holborn, Grosvenor House, which is for our postgraduate students. Northumberland House is almost down on the river there, and Bankside House, which is south of the river, just behind Tate Modern. Again, all of this information is available online, and I understand that this, these sessions are being recorded so that if you did want to review any of the information, you'd be able to look it up again. I'm not sure if, like good students, you're there with a pen and paper writing down some of this detail. So our services in halls, hopefully you won't be surprised by anything that we've got to offer. We, of course, you know, you can expect from a standard study bedroom, a desk, chair, all the furniture that a good student, even a bad student, might actually need to support their studies. Meals are either provided as an inclusive basis, or students can self-cater. And again, the information you can collect from the accommodation stand today, or information on our website, can draw the distinction between the services in the different halls. All of the undergraduate halls have very generous social space. They also have laundry. I don't know whether parents would be looking forward to having, you know, bags of washing brought back to them on a weekend basis, but let me reassure you, we do have laundries within the halls of residence. There are also, of course, a 24-hour reception, so at whatever time of day or night, if residents run into any problems, there's always someone on hand that they can call. Again, standard services in halls for those that like to cycle, there are bicycle racks. Larger kitchens in self-catered halls. As I've already mentioned, the warden and the sub-warden teams. The wardens are largely drawn from the academic community, and these are professors, senior lecturers, lecturers who, out of choice, live in halls of residence alongside students, helping to support them and helping to run the sub-warden teams, again, who offer support for students to reach the academic aspirations that actually have brought them to LSE. We do really take pastoral care very seriously here. And as I've already mentioned, we have very active hall committees who meet and mingle on a regular basis with students and run very active social programmes. And also, our staff who are on duty in the halls are largely drawn, they're a very professional bunch, but they're also largely drawn from a very wide international community, so we're quite multilingual as well. It goes without saying, hopefully, that our halls of residence are all completely, of course, wired for a network into the LSE network. So one of the most common questions on arrival is, how can I get online? You know, and, of course, we have those facilities as routine to assist studies in all the study bedrooms. So how do you apply for halls of residence? It's a relatively simple process. We've done all the hard work for you by setting up an online application process. So the simplest way to describe it is in six steps. You've received your course offer, which you have now. Please review the website information. Submit an online application. The application asks a few kind of sensible questions about your preferred living style, what time you go to bed, whether you're a party person or not. And it also asks you to make six different choices in terms of different halls of residence. We do ask undergraduate students to make their application to us by the 31st of May this year. But you know what? If it was later, it's not a problem. We can work around it, but we do ask you to make your application by that deadline, if possible. Making it earlier doesn't make any difference to your offer of hall of residence. We don't offer hall spaces on a first-come, first-served basis. We try and ask for six preferences in terms of halls of residence to give us the flexibility to offer most and here comes Pareto's principle again, about 80% of first preferences are met in terms of halls of residence. Once you receive your offer of a hall place, we'd simply like you to accept it if you're planning to come, and also to secure your booking to make a deposit of £200. Now, we realise, of course, that during the A-levels, students or applicants will be busy, people go on holiday, they miss deadlines for all kinds of reasons. We understand that. But please do get in touch with us if you overlook a deadline and your offer either lapses, because it's important to us to know whether you're seriously interested, of course. And then once you've accepted and paid, we then start to cascade quite a lot of information to you to help you prepare for your arrival. This will include giving you details of what you should bring, what you shouldn't bring, what's available in the halls, where to park on arrival day. All of these details will be available once the accommodation offer is accepted and the deposit has been paid. So the boring stuff, I'm sorry to say, and it always comes down to money. In terms of aiding planning, we expect, if you're going to live with us, that your rent would be paid each term in advance, and that would be at the end of the second week of term. So say, for example, in October, we would expect, so you would move in on the 30th of September, term starts on the 8th of October, we would expect you to pay, therefore, around about the 19th of October. So it always, payment is always due the end of the second week of term. Payments can be made online or by bank transfer. And as I've already said, we simply ask that applicants read all of our correspondence. We try and write it as unambiguously as possible. Sometimes we perhaps don't achieve that, and we'd welcome your feedback when we don't. But it would help us to help you if you could review all of the correspondence that we send to you. This is a new addition to the website that has been set up especially for parents. It has the dinky title or web title of lse.ac.uk/parents. And what we tried to do here is to recognise that, in fact, as well as students and applicants, that there are others who have an interest in knowing some information to aid preparation for coming to university, and especially for accommodation. So we've tried to structure some information into one point for parents. And what I'd like to do is to ask for your feedback. If after today's visit, you would be kind enough to review this information and then perhaps let us know using the email address in the bottom left-hand corner, which is LSE website. Let us know whether you found the answer to any questions that you're looking for. And if you haven't, it will help us to develop this web page a little further for parents. So our support for LSE students doesn't end once they move out of halls of residence. I know you haven't yet moved into halls yet, and already I'm talking about moving out, but it's probably important to note that we don't offer any further guarantees for undergraduate students or for accommodation beyond the first year of study. So what we do have is a range of services that will help undergraduates to look for accommodation in the private sector. This includes housing talks from professionals on the pitfalls of looking for housing, how to house hunt, what to prepare for, what kind of deposit to expect to pay, what to look for in terms of accommodation, how to negotiate, how to, what to look for in terms of a tenancy agreement. All of these aspects of searching for private housing within the London housing market are all covered by our private housing talks. We also have a seasonal private housing office that opens each August and runs through until the first week of the academic year, at least, to help students with practical tools to look for housing. So if, you know, perhaps if four friends have got together, they've tried to find somewhere to live and they haven't yet achieved that before the end of the preceding academic year, this office offers support to be able to look for further housing in the run-up to September. This is quite important and is actually quite unique at LSE and at a London university. We realise that actually students who are going out into the private housing market are going to be competing with undergraduates from other London universities. So, in fact, this facility is a very positive thing that LSE provides. And don't tell anyone, but we also have free phones, so students can make phone calls to look for housing. So that's actually, you know, we do take a lot of care to actually make sure that students have somewhere positive to live. Other bits of administration that might help are things like reference requests. So if you're going into the private housing sector, often a landlord would look for a reference request from the school to make sure that you have the ability to be a good tenant. And that's another role that we fulfil. Something else that the school supplies is in case students in residence have visitors or guests. And we do actually have some additional accommodation that students can book. Students at the school receive, a 10% discount on this accommodation. And again, it's in some fantastic locations. So should you have friends or relatives from overseas or people coming to London to visit you, then it would be a real boon to be able to stay in some of this accommodation. I've already covered that when you need to know what do I need to bring. This happens during, will be information that goes out to offer holders, accommodation offer holders, during July, August and September. A key thing to know is what is and isn't included in the rent. Of course, elements like electricity, other utilities are all covered in terms of the rent. The only additional, and those halls of residence that supply catering, that's all included in the rent too. The only additional fee that we ask for is for the student common room fee, which is to run the student committee, and that goes straight into the committee funds. It's collected by the school, but it's not administered by us. And that's how the student committees run their extensive events programmes. So the only thing it remains for me to say is enjoy yourself today. LSE is a unique experience. It's a unique place to work, and many of the students find it an immensely satisfying experience to live in halls of residence. I hope that if you make it to LSE as a student, that you will consider living with us. It just remains for me to say congratulations and to echo what Will said about, you know, you've done incredibly well on receiving an offer of a course at LSE. I wish you well if you are engaged in further studies. I wish you well with your A-levels if you're taking those next term. And if you have any questions, there's plenty of people around today who can answer your questions, either colleagues in the accommodation office, student ambassadors, or colleagues at High Holborn Hall of Residence. I hope to see you again. Thank you very much for listening.